I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 783. Watch out for falling shorts. Oh boy, what in the world is this all about? Well, just relax. This is not an X or R-rated episode about exposing your body parts inappropriately. Today, I want us to see another kind of falling short and explore the full meaning of it. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then intentionally, actively love others with God's love. Many of you know Romans 3:23. It's often used in an evangelistic presentation. And if I ask you to quote Romans 3:23, you probably could quote it, or you might just paraphrase it. And the trouble is, we often only quote part of it, and we ignore the rest of it. Or even if we do quote all of it, we overlook an important part. Romans 3:23 goes like this: "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Now that verse is quoted for the purpose of pointing out that we're all sinners. Everybody needs a Savior. No matter how good you think you are or how much you might want to impress yourself or others, we all need Jesus. And that's all well and good and true. But it still stops short, if you will. It falls short. It begs the question: all have sinned and fallen short of what exactly? Well, the verse tells us. In our sin, we fall short of the glory of God. Boom. Now that's big. We need to ponder that, not push it aside. Our rebellion against God and God's kingdom means that we're falling short of God's glory. We are less than the more that God created us for. I've mentioned before on this podcast that one of my seminary professors, Dr. Dean E. Walker, said that those who don't follow God are subhuman. Now, hear him out. Don't throw stones yet. All he was saying is that back in Genesis, we were created as humans in the garden to be in fellowship with God. And then when we sinned, we became less than what God created us to be, less than the humans that he first made, and not yet the humans we are yet to be. Paul Tripp writes, "To live in light of the doctrine of God's glory isn't just about being spiritual. It's about recapturing your humanity. For this is how every human being was designed to live." So when the Bible speaks of God's glory, what is he talking about? The doctrine of God's glory encompasses the greatness, the beauty, the perfection of all that he is. In everything that he is and in everything that he does, God is greater than human description. Every attribute and action of God is stunningly beautiful in every way. Each characteristic of God and every accomplishment of God is totally perfect. This is what we mean when we talk about God's glory. Now, when we walk away from God in sin, we miss, we fall short, we turn from the goodness and beauty and truth that is God and can be lived out in our own lives. Romans 3:23 isn't just about convincing us that we're sinners. Yes, that's true. But it's also telling us what our sin causes us to miss out on: the glory of God. The good news is Jesus came to change all that. 2 Corinthians 3:18 tells us, "And we all, with unveiled faces, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." Here's the great question. Think about a time in your life when sin was kind of rampant, open, and obvious. As you think about that, how did that cause you to miss out on the glory of God? Let's pray. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, to open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory, great things he has done. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 784. In the meantime, again from Paul Tripp, Sin turns you and I into glory thieves. We demand to be in the center of our world. We take credit for only what God can produce. We want to be sovereign. We want others to worship us. We establish our own kingdom and punish those who break our laws. We tell ourselves that we're entitled to what we don't deserve, and we complain when we don't get whatever it is we want. It's a glory disaster. I think he's right. So, podcast family, today, watch out for falling shorts.